Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question, and that question is about the kiswa, the curtain, which is upon the house of God, the Kaaba, so this question is about how did this, start? Where did this start from? And, why is it black? And, what's the significance of it? And these kind of things. So in order to answer this question, we needed to take a step back and look at, the history behind this. And Ibn Ishaq, he says that in the era of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a white cloth which covered the Kaaba, which had been woven in Misr, it was woven by the Coptics, and after this, following this, Yemeni cloths were used for it. And then following the death of the Prophet, the subsequent rulers, caliphs, they covered the Kaaba with a Coptic cloth, they used this for covering the Kaaba. The sultans of Egypt, every year they would send two cloths, one for the Kaaba, which was red in color, and another for the grave of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was green in color, and they would send these for every year to Mecca and to the Hijaz for these purposes. From the year 1221 to 1229, so approximately 8 years, no covering came from Egypt, and the people of the Hijaz, they would themselves cover the Kaaba in a cloth. One of the cloths, the first cloths that was silk, and it was red. The first silk cloth, let's put it this way, was red in color, and then later on it was changed to the color black. And in the season of Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, and they would slowly, the people of the Hijaz would, as the season of the Hajj grew closer, they would raise the kiswa slowly. And then finally take it off, and then recover the Kaaba with a white cloth, and then when the season of Hajj was finished, they would bring a new cloth and cover the Kaaba with it. After Islam, different people, different individuals, there's Muawiyah, Yazid ibn Zubayr, Hajjaj, the Abbasid caliphs, all of these people, they would cover the Kaaba with a green cloth, sometimes with a red cloth, sometimes with various numerous cloths. And this is some of the history regarding the kiswa of the Kaaba. There's more, inshallah. We don't have time to complete this discussion. Perhaps we will in further sessions. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.